Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
According to social media, the thousands of, because I don't think I've seen it on the news too much, thousands of Christians marched in Cape Town against the church regulation, a regulation agenda of the government. And they raised flags of Israel solidarity. We wanted this morning to chat to Bafana Modise, who is the spokesperson for South African Friends of Israel. Bafana Modise, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Hawi. Bokatov. For all the way from Seapoint in Cape Town. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So tell us about, because we can't rely on our news to read this sort of thing, can we? Tell us about this march.
So there's been a CRL commission that has been put in place to regulate churches as a way to micromanage what has been preached on the pulpit. There is a chairperson there called Khaluva, who's been very much hostile towards the Christians in South Africa. So the church united and said government cannot be interfering with freedom of religion, because it is protected by the Constitution. The idea is to somehow license churches, go into curriculum, monitor basically churches or police churches, and this is an infringement on freedom of religion. And it's not only for churches, I think, they're starting with the churches, but they might be going to other religions as well. And that's why the church, they did this earlier in October in Pretoria. And yesterday they were delivering the march, delivering a memorandum at Parliament to actually voice out that the church must remain independent and not necessarily be government controlled, if that's the word to use.
So this, I mean, this is quite far reaching. This is a real infringement on the freedom of religion.
No, definitely. We see that as it plays out, that the government seems to want to find a way in the way of controlling churches. What is the agenda? We don't know. We're still looking at what could be the pressing issue. Well, we have crime, we have unemployment, we have all these other issues. But then there is this all of a sudden pressure to really step or interfere with religious practices. So that's why you see that thousands of Christians, even in Pretoria in October, and yesterday as well in Cape Town, they came out in their numbers to protect their religious freedom. And I think one thing amazing about this, they also raised flags of Israel as a way to show that the church is inseparable with Israel. So this was a clear message that South Africans are Christians and they will defend their Judeo-Christian values, and if it needs be as well, they are proudly unapologetic friends of Israel.
How many people participated?
We had over 1,000 people there. It was a lot of people. If you saw the videos, you would see that the Cape Town stood still, definitely stood still. So I think I would say over 1,000 to 2,000 people were on the streets of Cape Town yesterday. Very diverse group, I must say, as well, from white, colored, Indian. Everyone came in to show their support.
It's really phenomenal. Was there any pushback? Was there any anti marches? It's quite a difficult thing for them to do, because these are Christians marching for the right to practice Christianity in the way that they choose to.
Freedom of religion, yes, true. There hasn't been anti, however, when others saw the flags, they insinuated that it's a Zionist agenda, but we expect that all the time.
Of course.
But then I think that was the only pushback that the pastor received. The march is organized by South African Church Defenders under Pastor Mukuba. She's based in Joburg, but she has churches all over the country, and she's doing amazing work working with religious leaders nationally. And this was the second march. I hope, I think there's one coming up very soon as well. So we just have to keep on the eye out there. But she's doing amazing work in terms of uniting the church and really making sure that the church has a voice in South Africa.
Does this mean, does this signal a shift from the church to become more politically active?
I think from the statements, what you see is that the church are indeed at a point where they feel they need to step up. They removed biblical values in schools. They kept silent. They've been doing all of these things which are literally in contradiction with our values, even as Africans. And I think at some, when they wanted now to go into the pulpit, I think that's when they felt that they have taken it too far. And that's why you see churches say, we allowed you to legalize certain things, to normalize certain things in the name of liberalism. But now we are not going to allow you to dictate what should be said on the pulpit, which is a total infringement of biblical values and biblical truth. If they can do it to Christians, they will come to the synagogues, and now it can be
absolutely
something else.
100%. Was there any response? Was there any response from, or has there been any response from government on this?
Yesterday, the former Minister of Health and the current chairperson of COGTA, Zweli Mkhize, was the one who received the memorandum yesterday. And he stated that the freedom of religion will always be protected. They note with concern our issues, and they will deal with it with the agency it demands. He was the one who signed the memorandum yesterday. So we are waiting to see within the 14 days what the government say. But it's very clear that we are demanding that Xaluva must step aside. The church must not necessarily be regulated. If there is any fears of criminality or any fears of crime, there is police, there is law enforcement to deal with any, as they are trying to use certain incidents in churches as a way to kind of push this agenda. However, there is law enforcement to deal with that. If a pastor was found to be stealing money, open a case for him.
Absolutely.
There's no need for you. There's no need for you to be wanting to tap into the pulpit. It doesn't make sense.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And well done to you for this activism, because this is probably one of the most dangerous acts that I have seen, when you start trying to police the way in which people worship. This is where it starts, and you don't even want to think about where it ends. Bafana Madisa, spokesperson of the South Africa Friends of Israel.